Hello, my name is Pilar Espiau Romera from the Group of Metabolism and Cancer Stem Cells, East Aragon, Zaragoza, Spain. I'm going to present my poster, which is about definition of metabolic subtypes from pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma stratification. Pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma is an extremely lethal disease due to the late diagnosis, aggressiveness, and lack of effective therapies. Considering its intrinsic heterogeneity, patient stratification models based on molecular and metabolic subtypes have been correlated. Lipogenic subtype correlated with a classical progenitor molecular signature, while glycolytic tumors associated with the highly aggressive basal squamous profile. Regarding the biological material, we have used 5 primary cultures of PDAC patient-derived xenograft models, PDX215, 354, 185, 253, and 265. 5 established PDAC cell lines, PANG1, MIA-PACA2, ASPC1, SU8666, and BXPC3, and PDX's tumor PC6 people. Talking about the techniques, you will see I have done bioinformatic analysis, quantitative PCR, Western blot, and flow cytometry. Next, I'm going to speak about the results I have obtained. Based on a metabolic signature in PDAC previously defined by dimethyl et al., the expression of the glycolytic genes NO2 and LDH1 and the lipogenic genes MBD, HMGSC1, DHCR7, and DE81 were used for metabolic subtyping. First, bioinformatic analyses were performed to define which genes implicated in glycolysis or lipogenesis are upregulated in human PDAC tissues and the relationship between transient prognosis. The bioinformatic results demonstrated that not only the genes selected for the study but also other representative genes of each metabolic subtype were upregulated in PDAC samples. This can be seen in Figure 1a, where selected genes are in violet. In Figure 1b, you can observe that those selected genes predicted patient survival. Finally, the relationship between the enrichment in glycolytic or lipogenic signatures and prognosis was analyzed. For that, we used a modified glycolytic-lipogenic gene ratio for Diamond's study. It includes LDH1 instead of NO2. In this line, patients' disease-free survival decreased significantly when the ratio LDH1 lipid signature rose, thus when tumor was glycolytic. This suggests an association between genetic signature, metabolic profile, and aggressiveness of the tumor. Figure 2 describes the in vitro analysis. We wanted to better determine the 2 metabolic subtypes in our model. To do so, after qPCR and Western blot analysis, expression ratios were calculated between the glycolytic signature formed by NO2 and LDH1 and the lipogenic one formed by all the lipogenic genes selected. Glycolytic versus lipogenic ratios obtained allowed us to classify both the PDXs and the established cell lines into 2 metabolic subgroups, one more glycolytic and the other more lipogenic. The tendency of the results indicated that the most glycolytic PDXs are 215 and 354 and the established cell lines MIA-PACA and SU8666. On the other hand, 185 and 253 PDXs and BXPC3 established cell line seem to be more lipogenic. This supports previous functional results of the group in PDXs. Moreover, a simplified signature using LDH1 as the unique glycolytic gene has shown similar results, therefore indicating the strong contribution of this gene to the glycolytic signature. However, flow cytometry analysis did not show a clear dependence of metabolic subtypes for glucose uptake, total lipid content, or lipid droplets accumulation, suggesting that other functional assays are needed to better determine the specific metabolic requirements of each group. Figure 3 shows results for the ex vivo analysis. They have confirmed the ones obtained in vitro. Analysis of the protein confirmed the 2 metabolic subtypes defined in vitro, but no differences were detected by flow cytometry with the proof used. To sum up, although further work is needed, our results experimentally support previous molecular and transcriptional analysis, suggesting the existence of different metabolic subtypes in PDAC. Finally, I want to thank my partners in the lab and the funders for my project. Thanks for your interest.